Corey Provis.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live here in Arlington, Texas. Final game of this four-game series and the final game before the All-Star break. Twins and the Rangers one more time. The Twins have already secured the season series with Texas and today seek the series win. Twins and the Rangers one more time. The pitching matchup will be Tommy Malone for the Twins and A.J. Griffin, a right-hander, opposing for Texas. I'm Corey Provis. We thank you for tuning in today. You can reach us in two ways, via email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. We wrap up the first half of the season, and we're joined now by the general manager of the Minnesota Twins. Always great to chat with Terry Ryan. Terry, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Good afternoon to you. We've seen another well-played series against the top team in the American League and the Rangers, Terry.
Yeah, we're better. You know, it's always nice to come into Dallas here and get something out of this series. And it'd be nice to take this game today and end the break on a positive note, and people can go their way, and we'll come back on Friday and start it up again.
Now, Chris and Paul were chatting this morning on the manager show about the last 2 weeks. Maybe is this the best the team has looked? They're 8-6 the last 14 games, a lot of home runs, also some good starting pitching in that stretch as well.
Yeah, that's a pretty good equation to have some decent baseball, and we've done a little bit of that here as of late. When you get a starting pitcher out there that'll set the tone for you and give you a chance, it's got a chance. It's got the, at least the look of being able to put out a pretty good game, and we've had that recently. We've had a few hiccups here, and we've had some gaffes defensively and things of that nature. We got to clean that up. But for the most part, this Texas Ranger team's pretty good. You know, their record, obviously, their pitching is in a little bit of a shift here because they don't have a lot of their guys, but at least we have played them competitively.
The lineup flexibility that Paul has had the last couple of weeks, I guess especially since Sano's come off the DL and Danny Santana's been back, has this look been what you and Paul envisioned it would have been at the start of the season?
Well, I'm not sure we would have predicted Nunez would be our all-star, number one, and I'm not so sure that you know, Sano being back at third base was the plan. Probably wasn't at the time. We tried to fit him out in right field and put Plouffe over there. We've had some either disappointments or we've had some injuries that hasn't allowed us to really had a lot of continuity. But I think we're right now about as close as you could be. We've got three guys on the DL and Hughes, Perkins, and Plouffe, and that's about the least amount we've had for some time.
Yesterday, Ricky Nolasco picked up the win. The Twins won the game 8-6. Year one, Ricky. Year two with Ricky. Now year three. What is different? What's been working for Ricky this season?
Well, he's a very competitive guy, number one, but this year he's been relatively healthy. He's up over 100 innings, probably leading this team in innings pitched. And he's been the one constant in our rotation. If you look at our leaders in the starting rotation area, Ricky's up there probably with Irvin Santana in most categories.
And he's been the guy that has made the most starts, most strikeouts from any starter on this team, and he's had the ball in his hands every 5 days, so I think you're right that it boils down to health.
Yeah, and he'll give you six innings. Sometimes there'll be some crooked numbers on occasion, but for the most part, he's given us an opportunity to get deep into a game or at least sixth, seventh inning area with a chance. He's had a couple clunkers, but so does everybody else. But for the most part, I'd have to say that Ricky has been about the most consistent starting pitcher we've had this year.
And staying with the starting pitching, too, did Tyler Duffy take a step forward in his career, his progression, by getting through what he did on Thursday night to go six shutout?
Well, that game he pitched against the Yankees was one of the better games we've had this year, number one. Number two, he isn't anywhere near where he was last year, Corey. And I think he was our best guy last year, as certainly the last 6 weeks of the season. There's just been too many inconsistencies in his command and control. His health is good. His pitches certainly are still there, but they aren't consistent like they were last year. We're seeing glimpses of him being able to step up now, which is encouraging, but there's still a lack of consistent pitches, pitch to pitch, compared to what we saw last year with him.
And Paul Molitor announced today that Duffy will start the second game out of the All-Star break. It'll be Irvin Santana Friday at home against Cleveland. Duffy Saturday. Kyle Gibson will go on Sunday. Likely Malone and Nolasco the following series against the Tigers. We'll step aside, come back, get into the surge from Kenny Vargas. Also get into Neil Allen as well. Inside Twins continues live from Arlington with Terry Ryan next on your home for Twins baseball.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
Fourth and one on your own five. Full count, two out. Bottom of the ninth. The front end of a one-on-one with 0.1 seconds left. There's a name for this sliver of hope. She's called Chance. And as every Minnesota lottery player knows, it's worth it to call her number. So let's send in the Hail Mary of, oh yeah! Because with or without her helmet, Chance is a beautiful thing. Brought to you by the Minnesota Lottery. Players must be 18 or older.
At Quick Trip, we're always thinking about what it means to be a neighborhood fresh market. That's why we've brought in even more new groceries to keep your day fresh. From premium meats to the kinds of veggies, sides, and fresh fruit your family wants, making it easier than ever to enjoy a home-cooked meal all in one place.
Right now, Kitchen Cravings ground beef for just $1.99 a pound. Premium meats at your neighborhood Quick Trip fresh market.
See you next time.
The clock is ticking, and you're 8 minutes away from the end of another work week. You are ready for a relaxing game at Target Field, where every Friday night, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, the South Dakota Department of Tourism presents post-game fireworks. Because every Friday should feel like Independence Day.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Back here in Texas on a warm and steamy Sunday. Baseball coming up in about an hour from now. Twins and the Rangers one more time. Tommy Malone and A.J. Griffin, the pitching matchup for Game 4. Corey Provis back with Terry Ryan. And Terry, Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, really, I'm walking around the hotel, and I'm in the lobby, and I look over my shoulder, and I see Neil Allen just kind of sitting there in the lobby with coaches and players, and that caught me, and I'm sure many by surprise. Had that been in the works for a while?
No, it hadn't. We had the okay from the medical people that, all right, he's gone through the process and the programs, and he had been cleared to be reinstated, and this was a good trip. We had him meet us at the airport on getaway day, and he was on the plane and so forth. He renewed acquaintances as we were waiting for the plane, and it worked out right. We asked Eric Rasmussen to go back to being our roving pitching coordinator, and now Neil's back with us, and he's a welcome guy. Obviously, everybody was looking forward to seeing him.
How often did you keep in touch with him during the ordeal he was going through?
Every day, Corey, I called him. I just wanted to make sure that he was okay and he was doing well and he was on the program and he was informed a little bit. I think he watched every game we had on TV, if that he could, but for the most part, he was pretty much up to date. Eddie Guardado lives very close to him, so we visited him often, as did Butch Davis, but I did try to call him almost every day.
Were you taken aback by what Neil said when he did some interviews on Thursday, how thankful he was to you, to Dave St. Peter, to the Paulette family, because other situations, a guy could be terminated, but you stuck with him. There's some loyalty there.
Well, certainly he was in a bad state, and I think all of us in our life at one point or another made some mistakes, and I'll be the first to admit I wasn't any saint in my days, but I think it was important to stand by him, number one, but two, I think it would have been a horrible precedent to just desert a guy when he's down on his luck, and that's what happened to Neil. He's a good human being. He made a bad mistake, obviously, and he's going to pay for it and has, but he should be welcomed back as long as it doesn't happen again.
All right, well said. We'll kind of shift gears now and get back to on-field personnel. What Kenny Vargas is doing here, was he doing that down at Triple A too?
No, not quite as much. I think is the one thing that stood out about Vargas' stint in Rochester, I think he's leading the league down there in RBIs at the time we called him up. So he had base runners out there, and we have a pretty good offense down there and so forth, and he got the job done. His batting average was not impressive, so you can't look at that. It was like 235 or so, which is ironic. But he was hitting for some power. He was driving in runs, and I know people asked us when we brought him up, how come? Because he really wasn't having that type of year on batting average-wise. But I think if you dig around the numbers a little bit, he was getting the job done as a run producer.
Yeah, leading the league in walks also. I mean, it wasn't just RBIs that he led the International League in walks drawn, and here he is, and after a handful of games, he has struck out only one time.
Yeah, I think all of us that have been around Vargas think he's going to be okay, but he certainly had a tough time last year. But the guy's a hitter. He's not a strikeout guy. He'll take a pretty good walk or an at-bat. Not afraid to take a walk, and he's got a pretty good strike zone discipline about him. That's why we've stayed with him. There's no reason this guy shouldn't hit.
And his name came up a lot. Different events we did in the offseason after the Twins side, Byung-ho Park, and the domino effect, and how this was going to impact Kenny Vargas. It dropped him a bit on the depth chart, didn't it?
Well, it dropped him behind a few, but in our mind, we thought he was still going to be okay. And, you know, if the park thing, and we've talked about Byung-ho Park, and he's going to have a little bit of a tough transition here. This isn't going to probably go seamless, but Vargas is a guy that especially a lot of our minor league instructors, they think he's one of our better minor league hitters. Now, he's up here, and 2 years ago, he was one of our better major league hitters. So we should stick by this guy. There's a chance that he could still have a nice major league career.
And Kenny Vargas back in the lineup today. He will bat fourth at first base. Eddie Rosario in the lineup today as well. He is in center. That's where Eddie was playing quite a bit. Terry Dunn at AAA with Byron Buxton up here. Eddie's played a chunk at left field at the major league level. Does he have a better position? Is one better suited for his skill set than the other, center or left?
Well, he's probably a better center fielder because that's where he's played the most. Now, if you got Buxton and Rosario on the same team, you're probably going to put Rosario in left or right. But he can play center field. He's got the arm to do it. He's got the range to do it. He's got the instincts to do it. The one attribute that he has, he's got a lot of confidence in himself. You can just tell by the way he catches balls. And he probably does it to a fault, but he's a little bit nonchalant out there, but he has a lot of confidence no matter where you put him. He thinks he can play anywhere, and that's a good trait.
And you felt that he never brought his lack of offense out to his defensive position, did he, during that run he was in before he was sent down?
He did a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he did a little bit. There was a ball or two that I thought last year he'd caught easily, and he didn't this year, so it probably was weighing on him.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. We mentioned Byron Buxton's name. We'll dive into that, how he is feeling today as we get set for the All-Star break, which begins here tomorrow. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live from Texas on your home for Twins baseball.
Hi. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Enjoy U.S. Bank Value Pack Tuesdays at Target Field. Purchase a U.S. Bank Value Pack and receive a free Swigert hot dog and Pepsi. Visit TwinsBaseball.com for more information.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life.
Young adults have unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The Twins Flex Plan gives you the flexibility to choose your games and your number of seats. Choose in advance or even the day of the game. So don't plan, Flex Plan. Go to twinsbaseball.com/flex or call 800-33-TWINS to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Chris's pregame show coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Then we'll have game four at 2:05 Central Time. Tommy Malone and A.J. Griffin. And Terry, we mentioned Byron Buxton's name before the last commercial break. Do you feel like you dodged a bullet there with the collision he had here the other night?
Yeah, I do. After watching him hit that wall and then the trainers running out, and he didn't look good at all. And then you watch the replay, and his knee buckled pretty good against the wall. He's a tough kid. I got to tell you, I've been around him a lot when he's had these issues. And I was at the game in New Britain when he collided with Kwasniewski, and the Arizona Fall League when he broke his finger, and up here when he broke his thumb or whatever he did. But I don't know. I'm hoping that this thing, as we go into his career, will be a thing of the past, because he's had a little bit of this going on too much. But I think we did dodge one here, and he should be okay, certainly, when we start up again on Friday. He could play today, Corey, but they're not going to, which is probably a good thing.
Could he pinch run if needed today?
Yeah, I'm sure he could.
All right, but no DL at all. That the MRI came back exactly what you were hoping for yesterday?
It did. Plus, yesterday I watched him do the agility drills in the outfield, and he looked very fluid. I don't see where there's any problems here, and he could play today if we need him.
Moving on to a different topic. Yesterday, before the game, Paul Molitor, addressing the media, mentioned he didn't get into specifics that you had a meeting with Paul and the coaching staff about maybe what lies ahead leading up through the break, and then as you kind of gear up for August 1st and the trade deadline. I know you can't give too much away, but is that common for you? Is that part of your normal routine now here at on the cusp of the All-Star break?
Yeah, it always has been with Gardy's staff and Tom Kelly when he was here. It's a different perspective from evaluators versus the on-the-field staff. Number one, they know makeup a lot better than all the rest of us that are at a distance. But when I grade out players, it might be a totally different evaluation from what they think. And I know every guy has their favorites, and you like to make sure you get perspective from every coach and certainly the manager on where they're at with the player in their future. Now, I know salaries and I know service time and all that type of stuff that comes with the equation and the total package. So it's always good to have the entire look from not only scouts and evaluators, but from what the people in uniform see.
Is there some give and take, a conversation like that between you and the coaching staff about, okay, who do we all agree on that is here maybe to stay? Who are you building around? But who are some that might have to move here before the deadline?
Yeah, and I've got to make a call. They can give me everything they want to give me, but I know how much interest there is in every player, and I know certainly the future and the immediate salary ramifications and things of that nature. So I need to know more about on the field from them and makeup and how they fit and whether or not they just don't want to get with the program, things of that nature. And for the most part, we agree on the total package here. It's not like there's that many disagreements.
A few trades have been made. The Boston Red Sox have been pretty active already with Kimbrel on the DL. They acquired Brad Ziegler from the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he will be their acting closer. Your year's doing this. Does it take one guy or one big move to start it all, or are we seeing that already with some of the trades that have been made?
It's already started. There's a few other things that have been done besides what Boston just accomplished, but for the most part, it's ramp it up and it'll be active. And, I always stated many times in this process that these deadlines are good, Corey, because it does get you to the point where you finally got to get on or get off. And ultimately, that August 1st deadline is a good thing for the industry. There's a lot of attention to it. But the conversations have been started.
In the next CBA, could you see that date move back even deeper into August?
Well, that's been a discussion point for many years, decades, in fact. And a lot of people like it to move back. A lot of people want it to move forward. That's exactly why it stays where it is, because it seems to work both ways. And about this time of the year, you have a pretty good idea where you're at. You're either a buyer or you're a seller. And there are teams that are still in the middle, but in the next 15 days, they'll probably have a very good idea where they're at as well.
Yeah, back in the 80s, wasn't it in like mid to late June?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I don't know if it was in the 80s, but it might have been in the 70s. Okay. But I do recall, yes, it was earlier.
All right, as you kind of, and we'll take one more topic, discussion on this topic before our next break. With the All-Star break, does business get done during the break, or is there some kind of deal with all GMs and teams saying, hey, let's take 4 days and we'll gear up and get back at it on Friday?
No, there's no deal between all the clubs. Remember, we acquired Shannon Stewart during the All-Star break many years ago, but there might be something that is accomplished. But for the most part, in the All-Star break, every GM used to go to the All-Star game. Now nobody goes to it, unfortunately or fortunately. I don't know. If you want to take a break, this is a good time to do it. But every GM's got their wheels turning. You know, it's tough to get away no matter what the situation is. But I suspect if there is a time that'll be a little bit of downtime, it might be on Monday and Tuesday coming up here, and GM's probably ramp it back up right after the All-Star game.
I will take our last break, come back, and wrap up Inside Twins. Some minor league notes on the other side of this timeout. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live from Texas. Inside Twins on your home for Twins baseball.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event is on. It's our biggest event of the year, giving you the freedom to save. Now get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged Ford vehicles get 1,000 smart bonus cash. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. Even Ford Edge, Explorer, or the built Ford Tough F-150. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. During the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford vehicles. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get 1,000 smart bonus cash. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit limited term financing. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, F650, and F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 8/1/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
You don't have to be a fan of the Oompa music to be a fan of Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf? You mean the mustard, right?
That is correct, young man. Dusseldorf from Coop's Mustard has a tasty, mild and creamy flavor that brings out the true taste of the meats.
Why hide the flavor when you can enhance it? With Dusseldorf from Coop's, it's what brats dream of.
Yeah, that's Coop's with a K.
Head to your local grocer and pick up some Coop's Mustard today.
The renovators know where to put a wall, a window, a room. Most importantly, the renovators know what they want, and that's the most admirable skill of all.
A home equity line of credit from U.S. Bank could help make your house the home you've always wanted. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Super America wants kids at the ballpark on Sunday for Super America Not Whole Kids Day. Up to two kids receive $5 off a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View or Home Plate View ticket with the purchase of one full-price adult ticket in the same section on Sunday games. Coupons available exclusively at Super America locations.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Less than 2 minutes left in our program today. Here we are at the halfway point. I know that Brad Stile has a lot of say in this, but early picks for Twins minor league player and pitcher of the year.
Well, Pelka would be the player right now, I think, that's leading our group. He's had a nice go. He's leading, or close to leading, the minor leagues in home runs. He's got about 23 or 4, somewhere in there. So you got to give him at least the attention he deserves. And he got promoted, which is another good thing. And I would think that Felix Jorge is up in there, because every time he takes the ball, he gets deep into a game. He got promoted this week. He's got innings. He's got strikeouts. He doesn't have any walks. So those two guys, I think, are jumping out. I'm not even thinking too much about anybody else, but those two guys certainly have held up their end of the bargain.
Quickly, some minor league arms that might be on innings limit restrictions this year. Who are some that you're going to be watching?
Rosario, Randy, he's down at Fort Myers. Tyler J., who just got promoted up to Chattanooga. I think those maybe are two of our guys that we are watching closely. But for the most part, we are in pretty good shape as far as monitoring innings.
Terry, thanks for the time. Enjoy your break.
Okay, Corey. Thanks
all right,
a
Terry
lot.
Terry Ryan joining us here live. Inside Twins, always fun when Terry joins us here on this Sunday program. Game 4 coming up. Twins and the Rangers. Chris's pregame show is next. It's Malone and Griffin. Twins and the Rangers one more time. Stay tuned. More to come right here on your home for Twins Baseball.
You've been listening to